Way back in the old days, they had different bands or clans, and they fought separately. Now, if I make a mistake, well, you tell me. Each was under sort of like a regiment or a company or something, soldiers like that. Is that true?
Yes. The warriors composed of different groups.
Oh, the warriors were composed of different groups. And you belong to this
Blackfeet or Crow clan.
Blackfeet or Crow clan. And they had special songs, and they used to do this crow dance. It was sort of a war dance, and after they were finally put on a reservation and locked up, as Albert said, why, they quit doing the dance. And Albert learned these songs from his father. Now tell me, Albert, are you going to pass these songs on?
Yes, I tried to do that. And we'll continue to try to pass it on to my children and grandchildren.
Well, good. That'll certainly be interesting. And they sang these special songs that they got out, and for instance, they were entirely surrounded in place of giving up while they just kept on fighting and singing these songs as they fought. Is that right?
That's right.
And Albert's father said, the way he expressed, he says, don't throw down your arrows. Think of your forefathers. Even though you're wounded, why, go ahead and fight anyhow. Now, you was going to sing us a couple of these songs, Albert. One of these is a song about when you're getting ready to go on the warpath. Is that right? That'd be the first one.
Yeah, that's the way we used to do it.
And the second one is a buffalo dance that they danced
while they're going on the warpath.
While they're going on the warpath. The first one is to get ready to go, and the next one is while they're going. I see. Okay, Albert, go ahead.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you're going to sing a buffalo dance?
Yeah.
All right, Albert, sing us a buffalo dance. Okay, Albert, thank you. Stand up here. I want you so you can get closer to this microphone, because I want to tell these folks about the time the Sacking Foxes and the Comanches had a fight. Now, where did that take place? You told me that your father told you he was in it.
It is about 7 miles northeast of Tulsa. They have a golf ground there called Indian Hill Golf Ground. The battle took place right there.
And as I remember, you told me that when you went up there, you could see by looking at it, it was just like your father told you. Is that right?
That is right.
Now tell us how that battle, what took place at that battle. And from the Comanche side of it, what happened?
Well, the Comanches came up there. Sacking Foxes came to fight them, they claim, and when they met them there, the Comanches, not having any guns, they had just bow and arrows. And the Sacking Foxes, they were pretty well equipped with flintlock muskets, muzzle-loading guns, and they were causing lots of casualty among the Comanches. And in one instance, when my father stated, he said it was his first battle, he rode up on the hill from the south side, and when he came up, the Sacking Foxes were up on the top of the hill, shooting away. He said one of them Sacking Foxes with a red handkerchief tied over his head, a left-handed Sacking Fox Indian, he had taken a deliberate good aim at my father, who was riding by on horseback, and aimed at him, and the barrel of his musket looked like it just swallowed my father up. And when he fired, he hit his arrows he was holding with his bow, but didn't break his bow. And Don, I believe that was your father.
Oh, no, Albert. I think it might have been my grandfather, but my father wasn't quite that old.
Well, here comes for me getting my father now.
You know, I've heard about that. I've heard the Sacking Foxes tell about that. There was old man in the Sacking Fox tribe. He sure made it hot for him anyhow, even if he didn't have any guns. He said while that battle was going on, he said the sun stood still.
Yeah. Well, the Comanches claimed they lost the battle.
Well, the Sacking Foxes had the advantages because they had the guns. I don't know how they was for numbers. Do you know? Was it about equal in number?
I think the number was that the Comanches had overwhelming outnumber the Sacking Foxes.
Yeah, I think it's also good to explain that the Sacking Foxes got up on top of this hill so the Comanches couldn't ride into them except from one direction. Isn't that true?
Well, I think they know how to fight the Comanches. If they were on level ground where the Comanches would have just ran over them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I think that's a good story. I'm going to put that away down somewhere so I won't forget it. And now, did you say that your son Joe here had learned some of those?
Well, I tried to teach my children traditional customs and traditions. And since I learned these songs from my father, I teach my sons these sounds, and I think at least my sons learned some of the sounds, and they may pass it on to their children.
Well, I think
I think Joe might sing one or two.
Okay, we'll call on Joe in just a minute. I think that's a very good idea, Albert, because I don't know whether you knew it or not, but we're making a recording of those two songs you just sung, and of course they'll be put away here. And even if your grandchildren or great-grandchildren come back here to the university in 25 or 50 years from now, they can still hear you sing this song on and play this record, see?
Well, that would be nice, although I may not be here with them 50 years from now. That will be good.
Well, fine. Well, maybe Joe will be around. Joe can still sing it. Joe, do you want to sing us one of those songs? What are you going to sing? Oh, Joe's going to sing the word. Is Spence going to help you? Okay. Joe Atocne and Spencer Ace over here are going to sing us some war dance songs. I believe about four times? Okay. It's all yours.